I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Have you seen the footage of Joe Perry of Aerosmith? That song reminds me when he can't remember the intro to Living on the Edge.
You know.
I mean, there's a lot of Aerosmith songs, so I don't...
Right.
Some people are concerned about him. I mean, he's been ill here and there.
He has had some health issues.
But I think the show was in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing their residency out in Vegas.
Right, right. Aerosmith is doing their residency in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Perry is trying to remember the riffs for living on the Edge.
Yeah.
And having some issues. Well, we can play a little bit of this.
I think he's just having a bad night.
He's having a bad night. Like,
even the greatest
How old is he?
68.
Yeah.
You're not going to be laser shit. No matter who you are, if you're actually playing live, you're going to run into that. You know, if you're not playing over a pre-recorded track going through the motions, it's going to happen from time to time.
It's like not every sports minute's going to be laser show.
Right.
I don't know if that's the comparison.
You know, 99% of the time,
it's a dumpster fire.
Yeah,
99% of the time, it's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, he's just having a bad night. I mean, I've seen Steven Tyler pass out and knock over a row of amplifiers and then get dragged off the stage by his ankles.
Oh, really? You know, where was that?
That was at the
Fairly Lynn Bowl? The Manning Bowl in Lynn?
The fairly new Worcester Centrum Rockin' a Hard Place tour. So Joe Perry wasn't on that tour, or Brad Whitford. It was Jimmy Crespo and that other guy, and two or three songs in, and he's down, and then they turn the lights on, and people start tearing up the seats. It was a good night.
All right. It's 9:06. Obscure reference from a 603 texter, a Granite State texter, on Stiz Grimy going back to try to find Supreme Murda, and he's not there anymore. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when Pee-wee is warned about Large Marge, and he turns around, and the guy is gone.
Tell him Large Marge sent you.
That movie was incredible.
So good, right?
It actually is a really good movie.
Epic. Epic.
Yeah, it really is a good movie.
Did he go into the liquor store and he said, Supreme Murder said to say hi, and everyone got quiet? 10 years ago, Supreme Murder died in a car accident.
You know where Supreme Murder is? At the Alamo. In the basement.
Right.
In the basement.
You'd have to drag your finger down the crystal ball.
Here's a 508 text that says, that sounds better than Candlebox trying to do a Springsteen song. How dare you?
Get out of here with that.
Fairness.
How dare you?
Greg helped them out.
I did help them out. Mm-hmm. I felt bad because Kevin Martin probably did not want to be doing a Springsteen song.
Right. They were nice enough to try.
And he pulled out his phone to get the lyrics off it.
And he
doesn't know. As we could do a rare content replay on that if you want.
Yeah.
We have this is what happened yesterday when Kevin Martin of Candlebox stopped the his version of I'm on Fire, the Springsteen song, because he screwed up the lyrics. Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm on fire. How was that, all right?
Oh, uncomfortable.
Really. Not really all right. Yeah. What's the opposite of all right? That's
wrong,
what it was.
All wrong.
Yeah. All wrong. Yes.
Yeah, you got to give those guys credit, man. They're rockers. Oh, yeah. And they were up in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
let's see. Here's a text that says, have you guys talked about the rapper that didn't show up to the House of Blues last night?
Oh, no. Kodak Black.
What happened?
Kodak Black. He left all his fans hanging and then reportedly contacted House of Blues officials saying he had a transportation problem.
Oh,
so everybody started.
That's a Lindy special right there. Everybody waiting
good
for
call.
The show.
I did a show in New York. My limo didn't show up.
So
what do you want me to walk to Boston?
What kind of a transportation issue does a rapper have? Don't they have
bus breakdown? I don't know.
Meth.
Yeah.
I'm just speculating. Of course.
So were people upset?
They were going nuts. They were absolutely going bananas. Like people were punching each other.
What?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Now, by the way, TMZ reporting this morning, he was not actually missing at all. He was reportedly arrested on weapons and drug charges at the U.S. border.
Oh.
Well, there you go. That's legit.
He was trying to enter the U.S. at the Lewiston-Queenston International Bridge in an Escalade, Greg, with a temporary California registration. That'll get you pulled over right away.
Right.
They say that he was the driver. Officials discovered weed on him, and after further inspection of the vehicle, they also found a Glock 9mm pistol, which was undeclared by anyone in the Escalade. There was also a Porsche traveling with Kodak's team with 300 individuals. The driver of the Porsche copped to having 2 loaded handguns, a third was found in the trunk, and more marijuana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's called street cred.
Of course. You got the in your entourage of vehicles. You've got the Escalade and you've got the Porsche.
Right. Right.
Do you say Porsche or Porsche?
I say Porsche.
I say both because I think I just said both in that.
I think that other chick says Porsche, like when she's.
Ew, so many extra syllables. Porsche,
Porsche.
Is that a Porsche,
At Coachella.
Ew, Revolve.
Well, you only date people that drive Porsches.
I'm not really. Like, I find that most guys that drive Boxsters, LB, are, like, clinging to their youth and definitely suffering a midlife crisis.
This is Steve with an obscure reference.
Hey, Greg, how are you, bud?
What's up?
The other guitarist on Rockin' a Hard Place, Rick Dufay, who is important to all men because he is the father of Minka Kelly.
Oh.
Really?
Oh
yeah.
That's a crazy fact.
Wow. I didn't know that. Minka Kelly. Beautiful.
She's your favorite, right?
Well, she was when she was on Friday Night Lights. She doesn't do much anymore.
She doesn't have to.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? She gets paid to walk out the front door of her house.
Was she dating Jeter?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. She got a smash basket from Derek Jeter. speaking of weed.
Yeah.
All right.
Tomorrow is 420.
Yeah,
well, Saturday
is 420. Yeah. And just to show you how mainstream marijuana has become in this country, there are a couple of restaurant chains that are offering 420 related specials and deals.
And amazingly, Taco Bell is not one of them.
I know. I'm missing an action.
So we have 4 different specials that are being offered for 420. Carl's Jr. is offering a cheeseburger at a Denver location that's infused with CBD.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Pizza Hut is offering their Hershey's Triple Chocolate Brownies for 420 on Saturday. Not pot brownies.
Okay. All right.
Lyft is offering $4.20 off rides in several major cities. And then you have some smaller restaurant chains across the U.S., many of them that do offer tacos and wings and snack-type foods that are offering just 420. Uh-huh.
That's smart.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well. It's now acceptable.
Of course.
Yes, it's legal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Today's weather brought to you by findmassmoney.com. It's going to be cloudy, and the temperature is going to be 54 for a high. Right now, it is 43 in Brighton. You may have money waiting to be claimed at findmassmoney.com. Go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com, fast, easy, and free.
And now, LB.
Hi, I'm LB.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, now offering platelet-rich plasma with A-cell injection therapy. For treatment of your hair loss, call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Here comes Marshawn. Pastrnak cutting to the net. Marshawn in front. Score! Pastrnak on the redirect. 3-2 Bruins.
Yeah, you got to love it. Series 2-2. The Bruins got her done. Thanks, Pasta. He stashed twice last night. Game 5 tomorrow night at the Garden. Those tickets are going to be a little pricey. Kyrie was money, hitting for 37. Celtics are up 2-0. After the 99-91 win last night, Game 3 in Indy tomorrow. Congrats to Bergie Bergeron. I should have done that when I did the Bruins. But he's up for another Selke trophy, and I think he's won 4 already. So good luck. He's going against the Blues' Ryan O'Reilly and the Las Vegas Knights' Mark Stone. The Red Sox lost to the Yankees on the Brett Gardner Grand Slam. And... Shoe Dog, how you feeling, kid?
They're done. I'm finished. Whatever. Go Pirates.
go Pirates. more bad news. Petey Pedroia is out. His knee is junk again. The good guys blew the 3-0 lead yesterday, and they're heading to Tampa Bay tomorrow. So, hey, sunny Florida. Good news. Milwaukee beat Detroit in NBA playoff action. Houston Rockets beat up on the Utah Jazz by 20. And the NHL playoffs, the other action, Dallas over Nashville. They are 2-2 in that series. Colorado Avalanche 3, Calgary Flames 2 in OT. And the Avalanche now lead that series 3-1. And the Patriots are on to another Super Bowl. Their first 8 games are against non-playoff teams. The opener is Pats Steelers. And the NFL's 100th season begins Thursday, September 5th, with the Bears and the Packers doing battle. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
You know, that still pisses me off that the Patriots don't get to open the season up like every other Super Bowl winning team. It really, it still burns my butt.
The excuse is BS.
The excuse about the 100-year thing?
Yeah, it's BS.
Of course it is.
It's complete BS.
Of course it is.
It's Patriot hater nonsense.
It gives Roger Goodell the opportunity to attend opening night without having to come here.
Agreed.
That's all it is. Plus. And without having to deal with questions, if he's not going to come, he doesn't have to deal with all of those questions about why he's not coming. And if he were going to come, he'd have to deal with getting booed. And so he doesn't want to do that. So the Patriots don't get to open the season up. I think it's BS. It's nonsense. Although my question is, will the Lombardi Trophy be repaired by the time that the Patriots play their first game of this NFL season?
Don't act like that thing's not back at Tiffany's already.
You think
getting
so?
Fixed.
Is that who makes it?
Yeah. It's $50,000, and it takes about 4 months to make the Lombardi Trophy.
How much damage do you think Gronk did to it, and is there insurance on that?
It's got to be insured. It's an indentation. You can see where the ball hit.
Yeah, but I'd leave it.
Yeah, I would leave it, too.
You would for history?
Yeah, football character.
It's that year. Yeah.
It's made from sterling silver.
And it's still sterling silver.
No,
it's just got a ding in it. That's all.
Yeah, it reminds me.
I was just going to say, it reminds me of the year we beat Washington in the conference championship. Uh-huh.
Reminds you of a little story about yourself?
Nope. Actually, Rajon Lemelin, my idol, one of the greatest goaltenders in NHL history, hoisted the conference championship trophy and didn't realize it had a cap on it, and the cap came off and spanked him in the head in front of everybody.
Mm. Cool story, bro.
Hold on a second.
Does anybody else here have a miniature conference championship?
Nope. No.
Actually, I have two. No. Oh. Hello.
The other thing is miniature, but it's not a conference championship.
That's my penis.
But it's got a cap.
It does. It has a hood.
Ew. All right. Let's just get to the news, please.
Okay, the news this hour, Greg, is brought to you by Subaru of New England, featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive with seating for up to 8 passengers. The all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent is built to accompany you on your springtime excursions. You can find a Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It's a case of grandma versus the 300-pound naked man.
Ooh.
Want to take a wild guess which state this happened in?
I'm guessing Florida, not like the rest of us,
That's
way you
correct.
Say that.
Mm-hmm. Early Sunday morning in Gainesville, Florida, 65-year-old Clarice Gainey heard a noise outside her apartment. So she looked out the window and she saw a guy in his boxers pulling at her car door handle and knocking on the window trying to break into it. So instead of calling the police, she grabs a bat and goes out and confronts the guy.
Love it.
She goes outside and he charges her.
So I grab my bat. I brace myself. I open, I ease the door open. I tuck that bat and hit him upside down. Paya! He said, oh! He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt or nothing. I said, that's him right there. They said, Miss Gaines, he got a big knot on his head. Yes, he better be glad I didn't have a gun, because I would have shot him. But this is my gun right here, because I'm going, pa-ya!
Yeah.
I love that woman.
Oh, my
pa-ya!
God. She's awesome.
Pa-ya!
Pa-ya!
So police say that the would-be attacker ran to a nearby mobile home park, leaving behind his pants, shirt, and a sock. A canine unit tracked him inside a mobile home where they say he was wearing a new pair of pants that had cocaine in the pocket.
Ah.
So he's now being charged with 2 counts of burglary and drug possession. They brought him into the police station. Ms. Gainey identified him, which was not difficult to do, given the large bump on his head. Ding dong.
Here's a text on the dented Lombardi trophy, which reads, the dent will remind us always of the year the Sox won the series, the Pats won the Super Bowl, the Bruins won the Stanley Cup,
and the Celtics
won the NBA Finals.
Oh, thank you.
Forget it.
Okay.
It's possible. It's very possible.
Not now.
I mean, another great championship trophy story is Mary Lemieux and the Pittsburgh Penguins won it all, and he dropped Lord Stanley's cup in his pool.
Yes.
And it got stuck.
Yes. To the
to the filter.
To the pool filter down,
oh my God,
at the bottom.
Hilarious.
Down at the bottom. And of course, I will never forget delivering the Stanley Cup to Lyndon Byers, who was not, he was playing in the NHL, not working on this program. But he happened to be at a bar in the afternoon.
What?
Kai's in Malden.
What?
My best friend owned the place. Come on. I lived the block away.
And I believe that we stopped by there with the Stanley Cup. And LB proceeded to do shots of tequila out of it.
That was you and Younger, right? That was
yes.
Younger.
Yes, that was when Scott Young won it. I believe that was when he won it with Colorado.
Right.
And picked it up at the airport.
Right there.
Did he? Oh, did he? I thought he left it somewhere. That's
no.
why you had
no,
it.
No.
Hey,
no,
isn't that
no.
the Stanley Cup?
No. So it is. We've talked about this before, but theoretically, it could be all 4 sports teams from this city that win this year. That would be an extraordinary feat.
Crazy cool.
And I think I don't believe it's ever been done. We've discussed it on the program. I don't think all 4 have ever won. I think that there's been a period of time where 2 have.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking that up right
yeah,
now, Nancy?
There was
know
one
it all?
I think where 3 did, because I remember I looked it up before.
I think that was Pittsburgh, right?
Let's see.
Oh, we're talking about all cities? I know Pittsburgh in 79, it was the Pirates and the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
That's two.
NBA was formed in 1946, Detroit won all three major sports that were in existence at the time, MLB, MLB, NFL, and NHL.
Wow. And what year was that?
1935. The Tigers
1935.
Lions.
Yeah. Dateline, 1935. Detroit sports fans are apoplectic as their teams have... Wait a minute, that doesn't mean what I want it to mean. They're enthusiastic. They have their suits on and they're watching all three of their sports teams win their titles. Now, in the modern era, nobody's ever won four in one season.
No.
And, I mean, then you get into, let's say that they did, you would get into whether the Red Sox count because that season was last year. So it really wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be this particular year.
But, right. But those other seasons start in that
year.
Right,
they start, right?
So well, the Bruins, yeah, technically. I mean, they go those seasons
year to year.
Past, yeah, you're definitely. Right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, so they all start.
Yeah.
And as do the Sox, they all started in the same year.
Yeah,
that's correct. All right, so maybe it would
count.
I'll
take that, sure.
Yeah, it would count.
In the 69-70 season, the New York Mets, Knicks, and Jets won championships in their respective sports.
Hmm. I thought...
That's awesome. I mean,
yeah, okay. That counts.
By the way, that other chick, the pink hat version, is missing out on a huge selfie opportunity if she hasn't taken a selfie with the Stanley Cup at the bottom of a pool. I feel like this is going to be the new thing.
Yeah, in a bikini.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Well, she's too busy at that place, that pop-up on Boylston where you can pay to take the Instagram photos.
Happy place?
Oh. Yes.
Can't believe you haven't been yet.
What a racket.
it's genius, Mike Shue.
No, it's a racket.
No, it's genius.
Do you know it's like $50 to go in there?
Yes.
And they're all flocking over there.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know how when they have those mysterious bird deaths where like there's some weird...
Mm-hmm.
There's some weird noise or something that all the... Right. All the birds here, and then thousands of them fall out of the sky. Uh-huh. That's what's going on with that selfie place, the Instagram place on Boylston Street. They're all flocking there, and they're all like, "Yes, I have an appointment at 9:30 to go take selfies at the happy place, and it's only $50."
I don't understand, like, why you guys can't hold the reservation, though. Like, I get it that we're, like, a few minutes late, but if you're going to open a place in the Back Bay, you have to, like, take into account, like, what's going on with, like, traffic. Like, people can't be expected to, like, get here in an Uber and, like, you know, 20 minutes from like, South End. It's just not going to happen. Okay, Gloria.
Uh-huh. All right. What else is going on news-wise?
the big case of road rage yesterday. In Milton.
You know, I said this the other day. Why so much road rage right now? It's like every other day, people are being arrested for it.
Construction season.
Is that what it is?
Between Route 1 and the Tobin Bridge project. I mean, I guarantee everyone listening right now has some kind of public works project that just kicked off in their town or somewhere along their commute. The existence of the orange cones and barrels... that signals springtime in New England.
Well, yeah, that's what it's about. It's spring. The ground's not frozen anymore, so...
Exactly. They can get to work.
Time.
Right. So, according to Mass State Police, 33-year-old Daniel Bates of Avon was on 93 South in Dorchester around 7:45 yesterday morning. He was driving a pickup truck, and he got into it with a driver of a Honda CR-V. Now, Bates works as a security officer at Suffolk University. He is reported to have waved a 9mm handgun at the driver of the other vehicle, who's been identified as 42-year-old Melcher Montez from Boston, who, upon seeing the gun, pulled out a folding knife as both vehicles are driving down the expressway. Now, the police were able to track down both drivers on Hancock Street in Braintree. Montez said that Bates never pointed the gun at him, but he did think he was in danger, so that's why he pulled out the knife. And Bob Guerrero witnessed the whole thing.
I saw a pickup truck, both doors open, surrounded by eight police vehicles.
Sorry, asshole. Yeah. I love you, Bob.
Who brings a knife to a gunfight?
I was going to say, a folding knife. Mine's got a corkscrew on it, so you better back off.
I hazard a guess it wasn't quite that size knife. I don't think we're talking Swiss Army here.
Okay.
right. All right.
Classic.
Might not have been street legal.
Coming up, a guest from arguably the single greatest television series of all time.
Shatner again?
Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Gus will join us. The man who played Gus on Breaking Bad, Giancarlo Esposito. So he's going to join us. We got more news to get to, and we'll be right back. Coming up in just a moment or two, the actor Giancarlo Esposito will be on. Of course, I am excited because he was Gus Fring on Breaking Bad, arguably the greatest television program of all time. However, he's been in a million different things.
Oh yeah,
amazing.
Tons of stuff.
Usual Suspects.
I can't remember the TV show offhand.
Well,
he's been for a while.
Well, Better Call Saul. Is that what you're talking about?
No, or wasn't he in like?
He was in Kings, King of New York.
He's been in a bunch of Law and Orders. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah. No, but he's been in countless films. I mean, you're probably thinking of Homicide: Life on the Street. Is that what you're thinking of?
He was in that and NYPD Blue also. So I'm like, what talk show is that?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he was in Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
Bug Out.
He was in Taps.
Was he in Taps?
Yes, he was
with
in
Tom
Taps.
Cruise?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He was in Trading Places. I mean, he's been in countless things.
Yeah.
So he is going to join us in just a little bit. Tomorrow on the show, we will get to LB's greatest moments of the week. And we'll do that at 7:50.
Oh, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow is Friday.
Thank God.
And tomorrow is a national holiday because the Bruins come back to town. You might think it relates to Easter, but it doesn't. Easter
they are
is Easter yes. is Easter is one of the best eating holidays out of all the holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, Thanksgiving is probably the best eating holiday, but Easter is right up there.
Really?
Because it centers around a meal with the family.
Yeah.
So you always, you have 10 or 12
I thought
different...
it was just about the kids and they hiding the eggs or whatever under the couch.
No. I mean, you don't
which
have
is,
a...
Which is probably not right now. You probably get your kids taken away from you. You're putting candy on the floor?
This is a rhetorical question for you, but you don't have an Easter meal with family?
No.
No.
LB's at the kids'
still
table.
LB's at Casey's for Easter.
My loving family is in Florida.
LB's the only he's the only patron at Casey's on Easter.
Well, me and Meg. Meg's the bartender there.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Probably loves it when she sees you walk in through the door.
I'm a good tipper. I'm like you. I tip well.
Uh-huh. What, Danielle?
I forget now.
Oh, you forget now. Okay. While we wait for Giancarlo, have you seen the story about how scientists have revealed...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That women can judge whether a guy is being unfaithful or will be unfaithful by looking at his face, but you can't tell when you look at women. Have you seen that story?
I did, yeah.
It's from the University of Western Australia. And apparently, both men and women were accurate in assessing the men when it came to their likelihood to cheat, but not the women.
Mm.
So it probably goes back to some kind of a evolutionary thing or whatever. But right. Women are able to look at a guy and tell whether they're going to be unfaithful or not.
Listen, I don't want to be like that other chick or anything, but like I can totally tell right now that like, I mean, obviously you're a really good looking guy and like we have a lot in common, but like I can tell that you're a scumbag.
I would say 98% of men have cheated on a woman.
No, in their lifetime.
Yeah, in their lifetime, the divorce rate is 60%.
Oh, it went up 10%.
That's why it's not.
No. But I'm not saying,
just don't throw ridiculous stats.
It's like 51, LB.
Well,
like,
go ahead, it's, Google it.
It's like 51. I did last time you said this.
Okay, so my, you know, I'm just saying.
I don't know.
How many boyfriends have you had that cheated on you?
No,
I don't know.
In your lifetime,
none. Let's get to our guest, Giancarlo Esposito, and I want to thank him for being on this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. A pleasure to be here with you.
Well, the pleasure is all mine because I don't want to dwell on the past, but Breaking Bad may be the single greatest television program in the history of the talking box, as they call it, Giancarlo.
Well, thank you. Certainly really prolific show that garnered really great reviews and captured everyone's attention because of the way it was laid out and how the characters were fitted into this very edgy kind of, American dream twisted story. So I'm glad you enjoyed that.
And Gus was such a well-written character, I think. I mean, the writing on that show, I was just in an argument on our text line with somebody who said that they thought the writing was bad on Breaking Bad, and I mean, it's incredible as far as I'm concerned.
Incredible writing, well thought out storylines juxtaposed to each other and then conjoined in a certain way that, you know, you just go, how does that make sense? And then you have to go back and look and fit the pieces in and go, oh, it really does make sense. Brilliant writing all around, and real kudos to Vince Gilligan. And now in the extension of that show that I'm doing called Better Call Saul as well, we have Vince not quite at the helm, but standing back and watching over Peter Gould, who's been writing and also show running. So we have a good thing going with the show, and people are enjoying it, so it pleases me.
I'm just sad that Hank had to die. Like I wish yeah. I wish Hank.
I love Hank.
Spoiler. But I just wish he didn't have to go.
Yeah, you know, a good man, you know, but a little bit of a, for me, a little bit of a pain in the butt, to be honest.
What do you...
So I can't agree with you.
Now, are they making a feature film, like a prequel film? Is that what I saw or something?
You know, my lips are sealed. They're making a Breaking Bad film. It comes out sometime next year, and you should look for it, but they... have been very hush hush about it, but
you can't. So you can't.
If I hadn't told you any more than that, I would have to kill you.
Really? But it is. But it's going to come out next year. The Breaking Bad film.
I believe so. I can't give you a really firm date, but okay. I know it is. It is in the works, and people are going to be very excited to see it.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
Before we talk about this movie that you want to talk about, do you want me to do my Walter White impression?
Oh, God. I'm sorry about
that. Oh, let's hear it. Come okay. on.
Are you ready? Jesse!
Yeah.
How was that?
You need to understand we have to listen to that like 4 days a week.
I know you guys are over it over there. Well, give him some coaching. He's almost there.
Close. Yeah, close.
So tell us about
to hear it every day.
Giancarlo Esposito is our guest. A texter says we need you to talk as Gus the whole time. We don't. But I want you to tell us about this movie Stuck that you want to talk about.
Well, I will choose my words very wisely right now. This movie Stuck. Yeah, I got a little chill there. I can feel it coming through the phone. Is one of the most favorite projects I've ever worked on, because it's a film about six people being stuck on the subway and a little bit thrown into a circumstance that they don't want to be in. The lights go out. They're dealing with a guy who's reciting Shakespeare, who's singing, who's cutting his toenails. My character plays Lloyd. He seems and looks on the on the surface as if he may be a homeless person or someone there just to annoy them, beg for money. But as it turns out in the end, he's someone who is facilitating and really pushing a situation where people start to connect with each other. It's a musical movie about connection, a movie about how we kind of go through our lives, sometimes on autopilot, and things wake us up. And there might be some messages in those wake-up calls that come in our film. It's a beautiful film in that it's dramatic, it's funny, it's hysterical, it's poignant, and everyone gets a chance, the six characters who are stuck, we have a great cast, get a chance to talk about what's going on inside of them in the context of their brain and also in the context of this, in a way, public forum, six people being stuck on a subway car. Very different movie than you expect, but a movie for our time. Today we get films that are so much about violence and manipulation and murder and rape and all these other things. This film is a real film about real people talking to each other and singing to each other and us, the audience, that allow us to kind of look at ourselves in a different way. And I'm really proud of it.
Did you say Shakespeare? You hard hearts.
Yeah,
you cruel men of Rome, knew you not Pompeii? And the many times I have climbed the walls and embattlements of the great. Uh-oh. I lost it. Uh-oh. I had it. Uh-oh. I had it.
Oh, you had it too.
I did. I was so close.
You were so close. It's okay, though. You were close enough for me to give you a gold star.
Yeah, let's get to the. I'm talking to the guests right this second.
Hey, here's Shakespeare.
I know, but we're interviewing. This is about the guest. You're next. Texter says,
been dying to do that since high school.
No, I do it. I do it because it tortures Hillman.
That is a Spanish Hamlet.
It's pretty good. There's, I don't know if this is true or not, but there is a texter that says you sang the Electric Company theme. Is that correct?
It is correct. We're going to turn it on. We're going to bring you the power.
What? Oh, my.
We're going to light up the dark of night. Oh, yeah. I was, oh, my goodness. I had to be 11 years old when I got involved with Sesame Street folks.
Mind blown.
I was a Broadway actor. So, you know, they called up. They tapped me. Yeah, that's what you say today in the sports world. They tapped me to come on and do the intro for that show. But I kept my voice chops up enough to get into this particular movie and play this character Lloyd, which I absolutely love. You know, our film is opening on the 19th, which if you're live is on Friday, and we're hoping that people get out and see this one because they're going to be pleasantly surprised and they will have stumbled on a very, very quintessential gem of American film.
Well, we are live right now. Otherwise, we would have edited out LB's soliloquy. but that opens tomorrow.
It does. April 19th, it'll be opening in selected cities across America. You can also follow the trajectory of the film. It'll be on VOD in other cities later this year, but you can follow the trajectory on @stuckthemusical.com. So check us out.
Well, Giancarlo Esposito, it has been a thrill to have you and Gus on the show, and great. Now I have to have chicken for lunch. Thanks a lot, and everybody go see Stuck, which opens tomorrow. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy your lunch.
All right, thank you. I'm going to Los Pollos Humanos.
Hermanos.
For lunch. If you had to pick Walter White, not a part of this, but if you had to pick a favorite character from the show, who would it be?
Ted Beneke. No.
Oh.
And his heated bathroom floor.
No. Ted was a good guy, but, you know, he was doing inappropriate things with Skylar.
Yeah.
I mean.
And she sucks.
She's awful.
Well,
I hated her more than any bad guy.
You did?
I did. I was rooting for Gus after you found out about Gus's backstory and his boyfriend and how they killed him.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. How he got into the trade and why he is the way he is. And I was kind of rooting for Gus because I admired his purity. You know, he was like, he never compromised who he was, and the whole like hiding in plain sight thing.
Yeah,
You know, he's delivering fried chicken to the cops. You know, because who was the guy that got shot? They were in there in the hospital.
You mean when Hank?
Yeah, when Hank got shot. So he's delivering chicken, and he's like indirectly responsible, right, for him getting shot. And I just, it was good. But I love Hank. Hank's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah. Never gave up.
I mean,
up.
A bit of a bumbling buffoon.
At first.
But not in the end.
No.
But
he
not in the end.
He tracked him down.
He figured it all out, and it was, and the way in which he figured it out might be my favorite part of that series.
So well written.
Yeah. Here's somebody who said that I agree with this text in its entirety. 617 text that says, Gerg, not watching Better Call Saul is baffling. And I think I watched the first episode and didn't get into it.
I think you need to give it a little bit more because
baffling because I love Breaking Bad. Right. I know it's baffling.
I had that same problem for the first few episodes, but then once I pushed through them and you start seeing like Mike Ehrmantraut's character when he gets established and then Chuck, the brother, there's a really great storyline with Chuck's illness and what's going on with the law firms.
Yeah.
It's really good and really well written.
You know what? I think I was worried that it wouldn't live up to the pure erotic pleasure of Breaking Bad.
Don't expect it to.
Okay.
Don't put it in that same category because it's not the same kind of show.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different type of show. It's structured differently, but it's very, very, very good in its own right. I enjoy that show tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about Gail, Ted's wife? Texter
forgot all about him. Typical woman.
Let's see here. Well, this texter says that Saul was their favorite character. I mean, Saul was good.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, Saul was so, but he played the typical lawyer guy. I mean, you know,
Saul's office was the best.
Yeah.
Larry Army should get copies of like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights wallpapered behind his desk. You know, with a Statue of Liberty and Abe Lincoln and
Jimmy McGill.
Well, here's a text that says there was no proof whatsoever in the program that Gus was gay. I don't know.
Because he worked for a cartel. I don't know where was it, Colombia? It was somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Or Mexico, maybe. And like, he had a boyfriend, and that's why he was.
I'm trying to remember that
he was like the way he was. Remember, he went back, and spoiler alert, he poisoned all those guys.
Yeah.
That killed him.
Yeah,
that killed his boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a little back and forth that I found in Reddit about how someone had discussions with Vince Gilligan, the show creator, that said it shouldn't be directed either way when it comes to Gus's sexuality and that the audience is supposed to decide for themselves.
Oh,
kind of like the Sopranos ending.
Well,
like
then
the
Sopranos. I assumed.
Yeah, you were assuming.
Which is
the
way
what
they,
happens you when you assume?
You know what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me.
Thank you. That's a classic. Thanks, Dad.
I think Mr. Brady used that in court.
No, Mr. Brady would never say ass.
No.
Okay?
Never.
You make a butt out of you and me, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's not something that was ever clear.
I just took it the way they talked to each other and looked at each other, and I just figured, okay, so they have a romantic relationship.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, how could you not hate her? She gave her husband a half effort, old fashioned, while reading a book for his birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was great. Like the faces she was making. And she was like, trying to find it.
Oh, God.
Such a great show.
Was she reading the book or was she getting, was the eBay sale notification coming through? Because remember at one point she was like, yes! I just maxed out and sold this for like $11. Wasn't there something like that? Maybe in another episode, but.
What about the kid? I mean, you know.
Walt Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good character, too.
Yeah. It's just a great, yeah, it's a great combination of characters.
Yeah.
And the whole breakfast thing.
Oh,
breakfast. That brought them together.
Yes.
And,
I mean, yes.
You know,
turkey bacon.
That was like the only stable thing that he tried to keep going.
Mm-hmm. I mean, breakfast can bring any family together.
Right. Well.
Breakfast can bring people together.
Breakfast can bring enemies together.
Yes.
Seriously.
You show me the person I can't stand the most on the planet, and you're like, well, it's going to be some chocolate chip pancakes and maybe some shredded hash browns, maybe a little sausage, and I'm like, all right, fine, I'll come.
And Tuco. Yes, I love Tuco.
Oh, yes.
Tight, tight, tight. It's like, oh, man, that dude is out of control. I love it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Today's weather brought to you by Cantiani Insurance. It is going to be cloudy, and the temperature is going to be 54 for a high. I noticed that the news people are all going live with the release of the Mueller report. We're going to.
Oh, good. I was waiting for a nap.
I feel like we're going to have to get off the air before this happens.
Why? 99% of it's going to be blacked out.
I think they said the president is going to have his own press conference after the attorney general does, which should be wildly entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wildly
boy.
Entertaining. All right. Cantiani Insurance goes to the registry for their clients every day for free. If you want to save money, call 508-791-2088 or go to CantianiAgency.com for all of your insurance needs. Cantiani Insurance in Worcester or the East Douglas Insurance Agency in Douglas. Great service, great prices. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. If you missed anything today, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com. Before we go, I have a pair of tickets to give away for the Dropkick Murphys at the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield on Friday, September 20th. Presented by Mass Mutual Center and the Bowery Presents. Tickets go on sale in 2 minutes and can be purchased at massmutualcenter.com or at the Mass Mutual Center box office, but we're giving you the chance to win them now before you can buy them. So call 617-764-9223. Be the seventh caller, and you get tickets to see the Dropkicks coming up in September. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial-free. Thank you for listening.
If you can't drink at work, at least you can stream us. Download the free radio.com app and favorite WAAF.
Well, it's officially spring and it's officially home improvement season, and you're probably looking for a way to put that tax refund toward a new project. Don't overlook your garage this home improvement season. Call my friends at Garage Doors Plus. For nearly 20 years, they have been New England's premier garage door company. Garage doors aren't just an important part of your home security. They also have an impact when it comes to your home's curb appeal. Dented or outdated garage doors can make the exterior of your property look less than its best. You can raise the value and make your home more appealing with custom garage doors. When purchasing a home, 80% of buyers factor in the garage when making their decision. So call Garage Doors Plus if it's time for new garage doors or for service. Is there anything worse than being a bit of a lazy individual like yours truly and clicking that button and the garage door is not going up?
Oh, it's terrible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.